You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
97.1. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Luke Sloan on the updates. 8 o'clock today, Dan Campbell joins the show. Ahead of that big-time win against the Bears, or after that big-time win against the Bears, and ahead of their big-time matchup Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens. So we'll talk to Coach in just under an hour. 7:35, we'll talk about the Tigers. Kerry Carpenter's home run in the ninth, the moment that was, and the moment that was wasted. Suddenly, this division race is down to 5.5. We will get to it 7:35. John, you found this list.
Yes.
Thought this was interesting.
It is. It's a list of places women refuse to go on a first date. And I am very curious about this because, you know, the list, it's an extensive list.
It's like 28 different places, right?
Yes. But at the top of this list, I'm just going to give the top five. And Heather, I want your reaction.
Okay.
Because there's two questions here. One is, where would you refuse to go on a first date? And second, okay don't answer yet, because I'm going to give you a couple of the top five here. Then I want to know from our listeners, what is the ideal first date? Because this list, there's 28 on this list. And so you get down to the bottom, you're like, okay, well, is it 90% of women are good with this? There's only one or two that are not. The top of this list, Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
All right. It's got an extensive menu and it's a busy, loud place.
You
can still have some conversation, but you know, Applebee's is number two.
Don't tell Dan Campbell that. I would have put that at number one.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Chili's is three.
They're tied. They're the same place.
Basically the same place.
Chipotle, or as my dad would say, Chipotle, is number four.
It's kind of like fast food.
What?
Chipotle, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not going there on a first date?
No.
I mean, it could be a bargain. You know, he's a thrifty guy.
That's not what you want to go for.
No. Okay. Yeah. Olive Garden, all the salad and breadsticks you can eat.
Yep.
Heather can have a tour of Italy.
All right. So I'll get going because those are all restaurants.
Red Lobster's on this list too.
Red Lobster. I don't. You'd have to.
It is.
Look
it's
hard.
It's number 11.
Okay.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. But you'd have to be kind of hard pressed to find a Red Lobster anymore. Anyway, number six is the movies.
I agree. It's a bad first date. You can't talk to the person.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, it's not an awful date, but a first date, you're just getting to know this person.
Hey, now, here's one. Watch a screen together.
Number seven, I think, should have been first.
Okay. What's that?
It says Your House. So we're doing a dinner at home. Seems awkward and a little presumptive for a first date. Maybe it should be the third date.
I was going to say, that's more of a one-night stand situation.
Yes. Yeah, I'd still rather not go to Applebee's first.
I'll just round out the top 10. Any fast food chain is 8. Buffalo Wild Wings is 9. Wingstop at 10. And then, as you already pointed out, Red Lobster is 11.
Okay. 11. Other things on this list. Coffee dates, ice cream dates, family functions, somewhere that requires a long drive, bowling, nightclubs, hookah clubs, a bar for just drinks, Waffle House, and number 28 of 28, sporting events. All things women would refuse to do for a first date.
Yeah, the family event definitely up there. I don't hardly know you. We're going on a first date.
Yes.
Don't take me to your family's house. That would be a little awkward for sure.
Family functions, I think, I would relist this one as ones where I wouldn't take you on a first date. Like, you're not meeting mom and dad and my brothers on a first date.
We're getting to a point where maybe on Teddy's fifth birthday, one of your older daughters brings a first date to your house.
First date. Yeah. So no, that one would be need to be cleared by dad. And I would say, no.
I agree with a lot of this list. Some of it, I guess I don't. The chain restaurants, agreed.
All right, you're not going to McDonald's or...
I don't want to go to a fast food restaurant on a first date. I don't want to go to an Applebee's or Red Lobster or Chili's. To me, those are all in the same tier. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go there on a first date. You said there was one like drinks, a
just
coffee,
for drinks or
ice
coffee.
Cream.
Yeah, those are low stakes.
I mean, that would be, those would be okay. I mean, I'd rather do that than go to Applebee's.
Okay. Like the coffee thing.
If things aren't going well, it's easy to leave. Like you're not sitting down for an entire dinner. Like right. It's just, you can go grab a drink. Hey, I like this guy. It's going well. Let's get another drink. Hey, let's go get appetite. Then
let's
you can kind of go from there. Yeah.
Yeah. But you need a high-end restaurant.
A higher end. Yes, I do. For a first date. Heck yeah. I mean, yes.
That's third date.
248-539-9797. What makes a good first date? Where are places you'd refuse to go for a first date?
Yeah. So, I mean, like this list, bowling. And I understand movies, right? That's more of a high school first date because you don't want to talk. You're kind of awkward at talking.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't love to go bowling on a first date. I don't know.
Like an activity is like date two or three. The first date should be.
I'd like to really like, I'd probably like a drink. Because I feel like I would feel a little bit more...
Loosen up?
Yeah. I'd feel like just to talk and share more things.
Conversational.
I would. I'd want to... And mm-hmm. I like... Even if... Fine, it doesn't need to be alcohol, but I want... Like, I feel more comfortable when I have a drink in my hand.
Yeah.
It can be a water. It can be a pop. I don't care what it is. But I think something where you just sit, you have a drink, you have some food.
So some of this, too, is like how it was initiated, right? So like today's world is the dating apps. I went on a lot of first dates on dating apps. You don't even know if the person looks like their photos.
It's true.
So a lot of those were lower stakes. I went on plenty, just grab drinks,
yeah.
Feel it out. Do we match chemistry, yeah. Vibe? Cool, we can go on a second date. As opposed to...
Did you use a real picture?
Yes, of course I did.
Did you have one with you and your cat?
I didn't have the cat yet.
Oh.
He used the meme of him drinking Lion's Kool-Aid that he uses on Twitter all the time.
But the rule then
were
was
skinny
like,
Jim by them?
Yes, I had lost the weight before I went on the dating apps. Did myself a favor that way.
Not FJC.
No.
One of my favorite
Jim Costa. But the rule then was low stakes, public place,
yes.
Play it from there. I wouldn't want to do a chain either. Like if you do go to a restaurant, try to show a little bit of creativity or thought and pick like a standalone restaurant, maybe one that you like, that you can show off your taste.
Yeah, like something that's local, unique.
There's so many great restaurant options that are outside of the chain restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So one that was not on the list, but Twitch is asking about, putt-putt golf.
I love a good game of putt-putt golf. I don't want to do that on a first date, though.
Second or third date.
It's an activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, you're pondering.
I am pondering.
Deep in thought. You like the putt-putt date.
I don't know if it's a first. Well, so I am competitive, and I don't want that to be something that necessarily comes out on the first date because I'm not going to let you win. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you should.
But I also think like if I went on a first date with my wife on that and I let her win, like that would have been a no-go for her. And I don't know what she would have said for putt-putt on a first date. We were much older than, you know, like we weren't 20-something.
Right.
So it's some of this is age-specific as well, is I guess what I'm getting at.
Yeah, sure. like you mentioned earlier, like if you're a high school crush as opposed to you got divorce and kids.
But I would like to hear from our listeners, if you're taking all of this entire list off of the first date category, then what is it that makes a good first date? Where would you want to go?
Outside of like,
what would you want to do?
Yeah, what makes a good first date besides, I think the person's attractive and we have good chemistry. You're saying like, how do you like set the scene for a good date?
Right, yeah. If you're meeting for drinks, you got to have plan B. So if drinks go well and it feels like we have a connection, do you then have a reservation at a, it doesn't have to be, you know, top end restaurant,
no,
but a, you know, somewhere nice.
Some early returns on the ticket text. Chili's is Southwest Applebee's. Olive Garden is Italian Applebee's. And Red Lobster is underwater Applebee's. They're all the same restaurant.
They're all the same.
Underwater Applebee's is awesome.
Have they considered using that as a tagline? What's wrong with Cheesecake Factory? Good food. borderline classy. It's not a steakhouse. Menus with options for anyone to eat, and you can share a piece of cheesecake at the end.
Right. Well, I mean,
that was the number one answer.
I don't know if I'm not into sharing desserts.
What do you mean? Like, desserts at restaurants are kind of made to be shareable.
No, they're not.
Oh, they come out with like two spoons, and you dig into like the cookie skillet or the sundae or the. Yeah, of course it's meant to be shared.
No, no. I will share one with my wife, but if I know that, you know, it's going to be shareable, then we'll order two because I know that she's only going to have a couple of bites of hers, and then I get both.
I have to be honest. I don't think I've ever been to a Cheesecake Factory.
Really?
Yeah. So to me, isn't a restaurant where like a lot of kids are? I picture it as like a really family-friendly restaurant, and that's where I wouldn't want to go to a restaurant that's packed with children. Like, there's lots of families that go.
It is.
I don't know. Because I've never been
a family-friendly restaurant. I don't know. It's kind of in between. But it does have a, like, I think I kind of led with that. It's got a great menu because it's.
It's expansive.
Yes. It's a vast
array. I feel like part of it's the name of the restaurant.
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a classy place. It sounds like a place to grab dessert. I know it's a restaurant. I mean, it's the name.
One more to ponder while we think on this. My wife and I, our first date was Dave and Buster's. Couple drinks, play a bunch of games, have a good time.
Mixing the drinks and activities together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing how it goes.
There's food there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's good food. Yeah. And you can watch games.
That's all right.
So it mixes
a
lot of things. Yeah.
All right, guys, let us know. Ideal first dates and the no-goes. It's 97.1. Replacing a roof isn't something most of you look forward to. It's a big investment, and it's why choosing the right company matters. You don't want to skimp on quality, and you don't want to pay a fortune. Well, for over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing, and here's why. Not only are they local experts with a proven track record, but every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means the investment is protected as long as you own the home and if you go to sell it. Plus, Shaner Roofing has earned 4.9-star Google rating. That's from thousands of happy customers. And that kind of trust doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades of quality work and customer care. So, if your roof is aging, if it's leaking, if you're just ready for peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, soft serve in extra innings. Tigers waste the Kerry Carpenter homer. Division lead is shrinking. We'll talk about it at 7:35 this morning. Dan Campbell at 8:02. First dates.
Mm-hmm.
Found this list. Women hate almost every idea for a first date, John.
It seems like it. That's what makes it so difficult.
So we asked you, what is the ideal first date? And that's men and women. Let us know. 248-539-9797. Ticket texter says, John and Jim, I'm curious if you ask Heather, how much should a man spend on a first date? I'm thinking $50 to $100.
I am so far removed from the dating scene that nowadays, though, I would say I would expect it probably would be over $50.
A dinner for two with drinks
is,
when
we go out, like, it's expensive. I mean, things are so expensive. Drinks are like $15 for a crazy cocktail, right? Like, it's expensive. So I would say, it's probably going to cost you $50 at least.
Well, I mean, if you go to
Applebee's,
it's going to cost you at least $50.
Do not take a girl to Applebee's.
Okay, so some of the other ones on
this
list.
This is the first date. You're trying to make a really great impression.
Interesting that there's not one restaurant on here.
What?
BJ's. Great restaurant.
Is that what you were laughing about off air?
That's one of the things I was laughing about.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons. But the other, I mean, there's another one here, and I would never do this for a first date. You'd have to be, maybe you met at this place. I don't know that it would be a first date, but the gym?
No, you'd have to be a couple gym rats, and even then, like date three or four, maybe.
Just dinner and drinks, I feel like, is appropriate, but it's just not like a
chain.
But there's different levels of chains, right? Like you
so like
have
a Roots
different
Chris
tiers.
Is a chain. That wouldn't be a objectionable.
No.
Right.
First date at the gym is obnoxious for everybody else.
Yeah.
At the gym.
Yeah. Dan in Plymouth says Heather doesn't have a clue. He doesn't put any context.
About going to Applebee's, I do have a clue. Do not take a girl to Applebee's. Chili's. Whatever. They're all the same.
Brian at work says, Heather, Cheesecake Factory is not Chuck E. Cheese, despite what you think. It's just fine for a first date.
I've never been. I did say I've never been there, but I picture it being like a really family-friendly restaurant. And maybe that's why some of those chains to me aren't where I'd want to go.
The problem with the Cheesecake Factory is when you go, if you go at a normal, quote-unquote, date time for dinner, you may have to wait 45 minutes to an hour before you even get a table. And I don't know that you want to be standing around waiting. And you don't want to go for the early bird special because then you feel like you're, 70 years old.
Right.
Eating dinner at 4:30.
Texture says, I'm 41 years old. I have been married for 12 years. Dated my wife for 3 before that. What in the world are these girls' expectations for a first date these days? Heather, where are the 5 locations that are acceptable for a first date?
Like I said, there's different tiers of chain restaurants, but there's a lot of local restaurants that you could go to. I mean, I could sit here and make a list, I guess.
No, but pick a city, and there's all kinds of standalone restaurants that I would say are they're not, tablecloth, fine china restaurants, but they're standalone. You can get an entree for $25.
Again, we're not in the dating scene, so that's kind of why it's. We're trying to figure out what it would be. And you mentioned how much you would spend. I get going to a Roost Chris or something of that style.
Like a Morton's or a...
Yeah, Morton's. But
it doesn't have to be.
You may also be setting yourself up for failure because now all of a sudden the girl that you are interested in, and if she's interested in you, that might be a one-off. I can only afford that once this year.
At the same time, though, I think the one texter... acknowledge you're getting judged the other way, though. If you only buy a $5 coffee, then what kind of broke boy is this? I don't want to go on dates with him.
Heather, somebody just texted in the zoo.
I love the zoo.
So you would like that?
I don't hate that.
You know what? I probably would like that. There's opportunity for conversation, right? Well,
walk around. What if he wanted to hold your hand while you're walking around on a first date?
Depending on how it's going.
Do I like the guy? Hold my hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that too far on the first date, John?
No, it's not. I want to know her.
You got to wait for the third date before you can hold hands.
Yeah. Hold hands leads to going all the way. It's the first move.
Joe in Highland, let's get your thoughts. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I am going to hand out some wisdom to all the first daters out there that are nervous as to where to go.
Okay.
My son and his friends always came to me because I'm a crazy fun dude. Where do I take this girl out on a first date to really like? Okay, guys, it's easy. I live in Milford. Go get some coffee. Then you go to Kensington. Then you go to the nature trail and you walk the nature trail about halfway around. You pull out a little bird seed, put some in her hand and some in your hand. And birds will come land in your hands. You will expose her to your tenderness and how awesome you are. It is a winning first part of the date. After that, then go take her somewhere. She's worthy of a nice meal.
If she's worthy, you feel it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Could be a long first date.
Could be, but sometimes those are the best first dates where you lose track of time.
That's a good first date.
Yeah.
I like it.
Joe, I think it's a good idea. It's outdoors, but it's not like you're not taking her in the woods. It's like a public trail.
Come with me into the woods.
Yeah.
Make it out alive. Could get a little.
At dusk. Sunsetting.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. Never heard from again.
It's a dove.
Ooh. Rick in Newport.
Yummy.
Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
Good.
So my anniversary is the 28th of this month. It's our first year anniversary, me and my wife.
Congrats.
Of marriage or dating?
Marriage. Okay. Yeah, we got married almost a year ago. But our very first date was Applebee's, and then we went to Saunders for a cream puff.
Oh,
well, how old were you on your first date?
So this is 3 years ago. So I'm 32 now. So I met her when I was 28.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Okay.
So
There you go.
Yeah, I mean,
so love can be found at Applebee's. Is the old is what he's saying? Yeah.
Terrible.
No, I mean, you're getting more than one testimonial on the ticket text today for it. A couple other responses. The easy answer. The easy answer is church. Signed, Carrie Carpenter. Keep in mind, Heather said she needs 10 dates before she'd consider doing the deed. That's a lot of high-end dates. Young people aren't rich, Heather.
I did go back and change that a little bit after I said that. You threw that question out there when you said three, and I thought, what? That's fast. 10's, that's a long time. Yeah, a lot of high-end dates. Yeah, 10 dates.
Before you're knocking boots?
Could be, yeah. Could be a very long time.
This one says a Japanese...
10 dates? Now that I said that last time.
I know, we don't need to go back there. You guys have different definitions, as do I.
What was your answer?
Forever.
20 dates? I don't know. Come on.
I do.
Okay. Sure.
Just in case the girls are listening.
There you go. Japanese steakhouse, we shared a table. It was awful for a first date.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Not a good
idea. Like hibachi thing.
Well, oh, wow. That would be... I mean, that...
You think it'd be good?
Yeah.
Because it takes the pressure off of the awkwardness of just the two of you?
Yeah, and it involves a little bit of action. There's somebody else that's also generating some conversation.
But what if you're sitting next to another couple who's very, like, loud and boisterous, and then you're, like, constantly, like, hearing what they're talking about? Like, it's not intimate. I like the idea of the food being prepared in front of you. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Something... It gives you something to talk about if things aren't going well.
Yeah.
That's
a
good point. Text from an older single gal, as she puts it. I'm tired of first dates where the men think the evening will end with sex. No, my ideal first date is breakfast, brunch, or lunch. There's no commitment after. If things go well, you could set up a future date. My personal experience have been horrible with the men I have dated. When they found out I have my own home and my kids are out, they think they can move in right away.
Ooh.
Yikes, that does not sound fun.
No.
I'd go on a brunch date. That sounds good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a buffet. A buffet?
No,
do you want to pig out on a first date?
What?
No.
You shouldn't pig out on a first date.
No, and also it comes. Never mind. Well, I'm gonna.
And I think women feel the pressure, obviously, way more than guys. But you also don't want to look like a slob.
Well, no, but I'm not sitting there. You don't.
Also, buffet looks
you
cheap too, right?
That's what I was going to say, and then I decided not to because I felt like I was going to be ripped.
I'll say it so you won't. It does make you look cheap too. It's like, well,
a buffet.
Yeah.
There's some high end buffets.
Suppose, like, if you're in Vegas and you're going to pay, like.
Yeah, sure. Hey, first date. Let's go to Vegas.
Fly out to Vegas. Hit the slots. Go to the buffet. Hit the show. Go to the Sphere. That might be the acceptable first date for some.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll knock out a few more phone calls on this, and we will shift into Tiger baseball. Dan Campbell, 802. It's kickoff time, Detroit. Gear up for football season with Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. When you're headed to a tailgate, or you're cheering from home, or you need to get to the game, you need a winning deal. Lease the 2026 Equinox LT for $279 a month. That's 36-month lease with $999 down. Find your ride fast. You can shop at MoranExpress.com or stop by. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Listeners are submitting their ideal first dates. We found a list online of a bunch of bad first date ideas from women. Some good ideas. Listeners submitting the DIA.
Don't take me there.
Boring?
No. Yeah. I mean, do you want me to look
like
I'm
DIA,
in pain all night long?
How about Topgolf? That's also coming on the ticket text.
Oh, Topgolf would be cool.
There's food, drink,
Topgolf
activity.
Is fun. That'd be great.
Okay. Ticket texter says, I had a guy take me to Applebee's for a first date. He ordered a well-done steak with ketchup. Awful date, one and done, never again.
Yeah, I mean, well, so the food order is what...
Telling.
More turns you off than...
See, don't yours have to have a kids menu, Heather, so you can get grilled cheese?
Me?
Yes.
No, I don't eat off the kids menu.
I'm not sure about that. Based on hearing your...
Uh-huh. Yeah, can I get a side of
her palate.
Gummy bears with that?
Maybe Swedish fish, right?
I do like gummy bears.
One text just says, why would we ask Bridezilla this question? We already knew her response. James in Traverse City.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
One thing we didn't really hit on.
Fine China.
Yeah. One thing we didn't hit on, the last, number 28 on this list, the very last one, was sporting events. This was listed as a bad first date.
Yeah. 28 places women refused to go. A sporting event seems like it would be, no pun intended, a home run.
It's the benefit of going to a movie without the drawback of going to
a movie. You can have a conversation, show a little personality.
But it's situational.
You have a little, it depends what type of, where, what sporting event. I mean,
I'm thinking like a Tiger game.
Okay, so you can have a little
games
bit of...
Lions game's too high stakes.
Well, and it's too loud to have a good conversation.
And you're dialed in. Baseball has all the... And it's expensive. Baseball, there's enough games. There's all the stops, even with the pitch clock. There's time to let it breathe more with baseball.
Sure.
But again, I think it has to be one of those, like when I was on the dating apps, if that person put in there, the Tigers are my favorite baseball team, or showed they were a big baseball fan, then that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean... I mean,
the drawback is...
I wouldn't ever say probably no to going to a sporting event. That would be awesome. Is it an ideal first date? I don't think it's ideal.
Because you are stuck with them for 2.5 hours.
Well, you can have a conversation. It's not an ideal setting to have a conversation. It's also not an easy out. Let's say things are really not going... I mean, you can, I guess, just... All right. Yeah.
Dip out in the third inning.
Third inning, I'm out. Like, you can. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Yeah. But if you guys drove together...
It's awkward.
Are you meeting there? The parking? I don't know.
What are you laughing at?
Things like it, sure.
Okay, let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Good, good. Well, I'll tell you like this. The very first dates I done had plenty, but I took my wife as of today to the casino. I did whatever she wanted to do. I gave her a couple of $100, and she won. She shared it with me. And afterwards, we went to Burger King, and we're married now, but we've been married for like 9 years. So it depends on the person.
It does. I like that you said you did whatever she wanted to do. That's part of it, I think. It sounds fun. I mean, that sounds like a fun date.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. We laughed and talked while we were riding around. But yeah, it turned out to be a wonderful thing for me.
Yeah, I think... First date, you might not know enough about the person to tailor make the date for them. That's the challenge. Yeah. Now, if you're set up or you know something about them or you were friends previously, then you could do a better job for the first date. It's situational. Like, I think overall my verdict on sporting events would probably be no most of the time because of the stakes. But for the right person, I think it could be a good first date.
Sure.
The thing with sporting events, we've got this text. What if you end up on Kiss Cam?
Ha! Oh, it's a... Puck her up.
How about just a kiss on the cheek? You can do the cheek, right?
Yeah, you do the cheek.
Heck. You could play that up.
If you have really good seats in hockey, you'd be pounding on the glass.
You could. Yeah.
Is that a euphemism? All right, we got Heather with the news.
So there's this Novi-based tuxedo rental business that just suddenly shut down without warning, leaving couples now blindsided and scrambling for their wedding days. So, John, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Nope.
Okay. So, My Suit Club notified multiple couples just days before their wedding. And there's one bride-to-be, Heather Runyon, that says this last-minute rush to find new suits was an inconvenience. But the thousands of dollars in deposits, wow, that's what really stung. Because it's not just the groom's tux, right? You've got the whole bridal party, the groomsmen. Yeah. There was another couple that was impacted by this clothing as well. Adam Rosenberg, he says he was shocked when he found out. And good luck finding a suit for your wedding. It does sound like they will be given refunds, but the person who called them to notify them really didn't have any details. Like, she couldn't answer any questions. Basically, she was just the messenger saying, sorry, the place is closed. You're not getting a suit. But it sounds like she has now said that they will get a refund, but doesn't know what that timeline will look like. Classes are canceled again in South Lyon due to a cyber attack on the district's computer system. So it was announced on Tuesday by the district superintendent that they're investigating a network interruption. They said that certain systems have been taken offline out of an abundance of caution. They have started a thorough investigation with a leading information technology expert. They're working to get students back in school as quickly as possible. A Farmington Hills police officer is on paid leave after he was charged with four counts of criminal sexual conduct. This officer is accused of sexually assaulting a female police cadet when he was off duty. He's facing one count of third-degree criminal sexual conduct and three counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct. And in a joint statement, the Farmington Hills Police Department and city manager say that upon learning of these criminal charges, the officer has been placed on paid administrative leave. The police department is also conducting an internal investigation into the matter. Prosecutors announced on Tuesday that they would be filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty against Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk. Robinson was arrested after a 33-hour manhunt. He was charged with aggravated murder, among other charges as well. Prosecutors also laid out evidence, including a text message confession, a note left behind saying that he had the opportunity to kill one of the nation's leading conservative voices, and quote, "I'm going to take it." There was DNA on the trigger of the rifle that was used in the murder. Robinson made his first appearance in court virtually on Tuesday. Very emotionless. He did nod slightly at times, but basically just stared straight ahead as the judge read him his charges. His next hearing will be on September 29th. You guys, a cheating scandal has rocked the World Stone Skimming Championships.
Oh, no.
Da, 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 da. So most people, you think of skipping stones, you think of it basically... You know, not
at
a really
lake,
serious.
Casual.
Yeah, very casual, not that serious. But there are plenty of enthusiasts who take it very seriously. And they're very proud of their stone skipping abilities. And
How do you cheat stone skipping?
Let me tell you. So there's this big championship, right? And part of the key of stone skipping is finding that perfect stone, right? You want to find the right size, the shape, the flatness, the texture.
Smooth.
Well, according to the competition's rules, stones must come from naturally occurring island slate fit through a device called the Ring of Truth.
Oh.
Yes. To ensure that they're the exact right size. They can be no bigger than 3 inches in diameter. But anyway, I guess a competitor held up his hand and said, all right, basically, you caught me. He had, like, taken a stone and altered it so that it was, like, very, very circular. Suspiciously circular.
Is there nothing sacred anymore?
No, not even stone skipping.
Huh.
I know.
Right. What was it called again? The 3-inch hole of truth?
The ring of truth.
That's hole something else, John.
Thank you, John. It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, the check-in on the Tigers, Dan Campbell at 8:02. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for a low price of just $50 a month when you switch and bring your phone on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Oh, Greg, I wish it was that easy. I wish this was kick your feet up, wake me up when the month's over. A little stress for Tiger fans now as you wake up. Cleveland has drawn within 5.5.
You worried?
I'm not worried, and I'm not even really nervous at this point. They got to win one of the next two.
Yeah.
Don't get swept by Cleveland and invite them back into this race. Like, last night sucks. They wasted a great moment from Kerry Carpenter. Will Vess gives it up in the 10th. And now I'm staring down at this going, they're letting them hang in. It's 5.5 games with 11 to go for the Tigers. If you win, it counts for two.
Right.
A Tiger win and a Guardian loss, it shrinks the magic number quickly. Scooble's going to start on Thursday.
Flaherty tonight,
although he was good last time, which means he's due for a bad outing. Just split the next two. Put the pressure on them to play like unbelievable ball. 500 gets it done for the Tigers. And that's what they've been for the better part of 3 months.
Yeah. Kind of like you. I think a lot of people are just sitting there going, okay, you had 6 games against the Guardians. Now you're down to 5. 3 of them are at home. And you should take care of those at home. Flaherty tonight, Scooble tomorrow night. That number can go from 7 to 3.
Yeah, slam the door.
In a matter of 2 days.
It's annoying that they're letting them hang around. That's where I'm at. I'm not nervous. I'm annoyed right now. Now, if they get swept by the Guardians, you start to get nervous.
Yeah, because the final games of the schedule are not, there's no gimmies on it. You're not playing the White Sox.
No, they're going to play in Cleveland next week.
Yeah.
And then Boston, who's fighting for postseason and seeding as well. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, while we're looking at Cleveland wondering, okay, when can the Tigers just cement themselves, stamp themselves as division champs for the first time in more than a decade, the 2 seed is suddenly becoming up for grabs. They only have a 2-game edge for a first round bye. Seattle's won 10 in a row and has the tiebreaker with Detroit. Seattle, who's suddenly winning a lot of baseball games, all courtesy of an Etsy witch that a fan commissioned on the internet. Either way, John, they're becoming a bit of an issue too.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you've got 5 less against Cleveland, 3 against Boston, and you got 3 against Atlanta. And this is the last home games that you're going to have of the regular season.
Yeah.
No one wants to wait. No one wants it to be dramatic at the end because you're not the team that's coming from behind. You're the team that has had, at times, a 15-game lead in the division. It was down to 5.5, and it was back up to, it was over 10.5 games. Now it's back to 5.5. But you've built up this lead. You have this cushion. Now it's just a matter of finishing it off.
Yeah, it's a situation where they've led like 160-plus days.
Yeah.
And they could lead as many as 180 days if they run the table here. Mm-hmm. You know,
which hold serve, I think we all believe they will.
And the only Tiger team to be in first place longer for a season was the 84 team. So it'd be super annoying if you have this team that has been this first place, kick your feet up.
All season long.
Only to watch it crumble in the final days of the season. I don't expect that. We've all said they're winning this division. They're just annoyingly letting Cleveland linger and opening the door for something catastrophic. 248-539-9797. Like Mize last night wasn't anything special, but he gave him a chance to win.
Yeah.
He had 8 strikeouts. He struck out 4 of the first 5 batters. He gave up 3 runs in a little more than 5 innings. It's nothing special, but it gives him a chance to win. The bullpen in regulation shuts the door. Put out some fires in the 6th and did the job. Kerry Carpenter, hero as a pinch hitter. You're doing all these things and you still don't win.
Yeah. It's just disappointing. And it feels like, I think it's more concerning that, not that they're going to lose the division, that they could lose the 2 seed and then go into the postseason limping into the postseason.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. And you, how many times have I said that you got to be playing your best ball towards the end of September? And we saw a good couple of good outings by Casey Mize. And yesterday wasn't a bad outing, but it wasn't anything special. Scooble, Flaherty, it's the bats. And we thought in those first 2 games against the Yankees, all right, there's a sense of urgency for this team.
Well, because it was Mize and Flaherty back-to-back starts. Right. They put up big numbers, right? Double-digit runs in both games. Felt like, okay, here's where you put your foot down.
And until Scooble takes the mound and pitches as Scooble normally does, with the way that he exited the last game, there was a collective hold-your-breath gasp.
I mean, season over.
Yeah, and I know that they've said, well, okay, all the tests came back negative. He's, you know, trending to make his next start. But until we see it, like, you're still holding your breath a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, all the tests, everything's been positive since that moment. He's on his normal routine. He's going to pitch, by the way, twice against Cleveland at the end of the season here, which sets up well for the Tigers. Again, those are twofer games.
Yeah, and hopefully Scooble's fine here, and he's Tarik Skubal because they have to have him because they don't have a number two. They can't get anybody to consistently give them a quality start after Skubal. Like, that's alarming. People are, like, lukewarm on the quality start stat. That's 6 innings, 3 runs allowed. Last night, it wasn't a quality start because he came out 2/3 of an inning too soon, but they should have won that game for him.
Couple texts on this. First one says, no stress at all, just enjoying first place. The second text is the opposite. Here's your check-in. They can't hit, they can't pitch, they're going to blow the division and miss the playoffs.
I'm not going to say all that yet. I'm missing the playoffs. Okay, they have 85 wins. Usually 86, 87 gets you in. They'd have to have a total collapse here.
You got someone forecasting a biblical type collapse. A collapse of biblical proportions is on the horizon from an unnamed texter. And this text says, I'm just done with baseball. They didn't care enough to improve at the deadline. Why should I spend time on this team? They're dramatically choking the division, and it's football season.
They never should have gotten this spot. That's the most frustrating thing. They had a 15-game lead. It never should have got this bad. Seriously, it was funny, ironic, when they played Seattle right before the deadline. Who would have thought?
Well, right before the break.
That it's the Seattle Mariners who were probably, it was roughly 10 games, the Tigers are 10 games ahead of them in the standings, would be approaching getting the 2 seed. You know, like, that's the thing that they've blown here. They never, ever should have jeopardized the 2 seed.
Well, and I think it's all at play here. Football season comes back, and I mean, you guys have listened to the show. I mean, we're all in on football season. The Tigers also haven't done enough to, like, break through the malaise of the last 3 months, right? I mean, if the Tigers were 100-win ball club right now, playing awesome, don't you think we'd be a little more excited for postseason play? Don't you think they'd get a little more airtime and fans would be a little more invested? It's just a reflection of, hey, football's hot, football's here, Tigers aren't hot, they're just existing, and we're really just, wake me up when September ends, wake me up when we get to the postseason.
Yeah, that would be like the Lions going 15-2 last year.
Yeah.
And what does it matter? October matters. And that's what's kind of annoying about this.
Yes. They're suddenly making this like a thing. It's like, I don't want to worry about the Tigers right now. I just want to get to the playoffs, and suddenly they're putting Cleveland in a position to gnaw away at this. All our baseball coverage is brought to you by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back. The original series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet. Stream the new series, the new season of Tulsa King, Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Dan Campbell's next. It's 97.1.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.